What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in with Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. I have a great show ahead of you guys today. Don't go away. Yes. Gratitude. That's today's topic. Being grateful. What is going on? What is happening, everybody? Welcome to Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. I'm your host, Canada. Today we're going to be talking about being grateful and gratitude. I hope everybody had a great week. Today is Friday. Happy Friday. Something I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for family. You know, I got my dad up here. My brother's getting married tomorrow. So it's a good time for me and my family to be together and to show thankfulness and gratitude. I'm very happy how far my brother has come. And I'm excited. I pray and hope that this marriage works out. I know it will. I'm very excited for him, and I'm happy that that my dad's here also. It's been a long time. But let's dive right in. What is gratitude? You know, it's being thankful. Being thankful, readiness to show appreciation. And then to return the kindness, you know, with gratitude, people understand the goodness in their lives, you know. And I never used to be the one to be grateful. You know, I always took what I had for granted, you know. And when I was younger growing up, I wanted what I wanted. And if I didn't get what I want, well, I'd be pissed off. You know, and throw a little hissy fit. But now that I'm definitely older, I have what I have, and I take care of what I have, because, you know, there's people out there that don't have anything, absolutely anything, and people worrying about if they're gonna have a place to sleep tonight. You know what I'm saying? And I've always been lucky to be able to find a place to sleep, you know, when it comes to moving, you know what I'm saying? I have a bed, I have clothes, you know, and there's people that show great gratitude when they don't have anything, you know what I'm saying? If I can't pay my phone bill, you know, I used to just be angry about it, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes I can't make my phone bill, but, you know, since I started doing this podcast, that's okay, you know, because I always realize and take into consideration that there's people who don't have phones at all. You know, there's people that don't have what I have. And just because I can't pay my phone bill, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? I'll wait till I have the money and pay it. But I tell you what, that I never used to be like that. You know, if I didn't have a phone, well, I'm going to find a way to get a phone. You know, but I'm grateful. I'm very grateful for where I've become, who I've become. And yeah, it's just... It helps people feel more positive, you know, give people more positive emotions, you know, and build a strong relationship, you know, being grateful for not only the things you have, but the people you have, you know, friends, family, you know, friends who are family, you know what I'm saying? It's important. It's important that you show others gratitude, and you'll receive it back. I promise you'll receive it back. But it'll make you feel better as a person, you know, and it helps people, you know, connect to something larger than themselves as an individual, whether to other people, nature, or a higher power. You know, it's gonna help you. You know, it's gonna help you as a person, as a whole. You know, I'll be honest with you guys. This week's been rough for me. You know, it's and I always say everybody's gonna have an off week, and everybody's gonna have maybe just an off day throughout the week. But my week's been pretty rough, and when you're going through the things that throw your week off, you know, it's hard to keep that positive mindset. And I've always said that, you know, I've always said it's not easy to be positive. You know, it's not. But it's funny because everybody who saw me and has seen the show or heard the show, you know what they say? What do you always say, Rob? What do you always say, Canada? Stay positive. Stay positive. And you know that helped me to come up from a little downhill I went for a little bit. But you know, I wasn't doing anything I wasn't supposed to. I'm just my mind wasn't right. I wasn't feeling like myself. But with those people coming up to me telling me, "Hey man, what do you always say? Stay positive, stay positive, stay positive." That helped me get out of my little funk. You know, I woke up this morning feeling a little bit better. But it did help me, and it also showed me that there are people listening. You know, it wasn't just one or two people who told me that. You know, it was many people who said, "Hey, keep your head up, man. Stay positive. Stay positive." And that made me feel good. You know, it made me feel good. Like, hey, man, people are actually listening. Snap out of it and go. Continue moving. You know, this week's over or almost over. Continue. You know, don't let this week ruin you. You know, just forget about it and move on. And that's what I say, you know. If you have a bad day, it's all right. Everyone's due to have a bad day. You may have said something to somebody that day to make them a little upset. It's not okay that you made them upset, but everybody has a bad day. You know, go home, go to sleep, wake up, do what you need to do the next day, but do it better. You know, and apologize to people who you may have offended or hurt, you know, but it's okay, you know, and that's kind of where I've come to. It's okay to have bad days, you know. There's many ways to express gratitude, okay? Apply it to the past, retrieving positive memories and being thankful for elements of childhood, the present, not taking good fortune for granted as it comes, or the future. Maintaining a hopeful and optimistic attitude. And that's kind of how I look at it with the future. Probably the future and the past, because, you know, well, more of the future though, because as I said in the beginning of the show, the past, I wasn't grateful for nothing, you know, but the future, maintaining a hopeful and optimistic attitude, I just move on with my days. Live my days, you know, with a positive mindset, and help people when they need to be helped, and just be grateful for waking up, you know, and going to work and making money, and coming home, eating dinner in my house, and then going to sleep. You know what I'm saying? But and like I even being grateful. It's hard to do at times, you know. We all may hit a downward spiral, you know, and may need some assistance, you know. And when I get the assistance that I need, I'm very grateful for it. very, very grateful for it, you know. A way for people to appreciate what they have instead of always reaching for something new in hopes it will make them happier. You know, it also, it'll help people refocus on what they have instead of what they lack. And that's a big one for me. You know, we see these new things on the internet, whether it be electronics, you know, whatever it may be, new cars. Oh, man, how many times has somebody watched the TV? Oh, man, I want that. Holy cow, look at that price. Well, you have something similar. Be thankful for that. You know, and especially with times like these, you know, we don't really need to be going out blowing this money. And I know with this $1,400 or however much you got, you know, people are going to go and just blow it, which your money's your money. But be grateful for what you already have. And there's people, I've said it about 15 times this episode, is there's people who don't have anything. And instead of focusing on what they have, I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. I gotta stay off my phone. My fault. The seven rules of life. Okay. And if we can all somehow live by these seven rules of life, I think everybody's life would be much more happier, much more positive, you know. The first one is smile. You know, it always works out in the end. And smiling for me, depending on my days, can be a little challenging at times. But I'm the type of person where whatever I have going on in my life, I'm not going to bring around somebody else. Because that's not fair. You know, if I go to a party and I'm in a crappy mood and I walk in this party in a crappy mood, well, at the end of the day, nobody's going to either want you there or even hang out with you. So you're going to end up leaving. You know, there's always smile. Everything will always work out in the end, you know, and you might have some troubles come along your way, but that's okay. You guys ready for this next word? Perseverance. It's my favorite word to use on this show. No matter the struggles or challenges, you keep moving forward and you overcome those. You know, it's all going to work out in the end. Number two, be kind. You have the power to make people feel good. It's what this show's about. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. Making people feel good about themselves. And doing that will make you feel good about yourself. You know, and that's what I've come to that conclusion. You know, that's how it is. You be kind and people will be kind back to you. And you'll get what you give at the end of the day. Guaranteed. You know, there's an episode on here where I helped a little boy named Michael, special needs boy in the gas station. And since I've done that, I can see the good in my life. You know, and this week, like I said, was a little rocky, but having my dad fly in, you know, it definitely, it helped my week go from crappy to good, you know. And this is a good time. My brother's getting married, family's down. We're just going to spend some time as a family, you know, and be grateful for the family that we have and be there for one another, you know. There's going to be a lot of tears, a lot of laughs, and a lot of drinking, but enjoy the time. Enjoy that time because you never know, you know, you don't know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. You don't. That's a scary fact, but it's the truth. You know, you go to sleep You have this whole day planned ahead of you, but you honestly don't know. You don't know if you're going to wake up in the morning. So live every day like it's your last day. You know, that's... And number three. Is it number three? Yes, it's number three. Do not give up. If it doesn't work the first time, just try a different way. Not giving up is very difficult to do also, especially depending on how many times you've actually done something and not been successful at it. But there's no reason to give up. Just try to do it a different way. And the don't giving up, I'm going to have to go back to my mom on that one. She's always been that person to, even if she's going through a rough patch, you know, she always tries her hardest to be strong for not only me but my brother also. And she, don't give up. As many times as she's come to me with problems saying she wants to give up, she doesn't. She constantly keeps pushing forward and pushing forward and pushing forward. You know, it's important that we don't give up and we just keep moving on and try a different way. Number four. Don't compare. Everyone is on a different journey. You can't judge somebody for their looks, the way they act, the way they do things. Look, you can't, because you don't know what type of journey they're on. You don't know the problems they have, whether it be psychological or just anything. You don't know. Unless you've talked to that person and you're friends with that person, you just don't know. So you can't compare your life to somebody else's life. I don't care who you are. It doesn't work like that. You can't do that. Worry about you. Worry about your life and do what you want in life. Who cares if somebody has a better life than you? I guarantee you they're still depressed. You know? This is a good one. I like this one. Number six. Avoid the negativity. Avoid thoughts, situations, and people with negative energy. Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything, is a positive talk show. It's a positive talk show. No negative. Positive. If there's people in your life bringing you down, get them out. You know, you don't need that in your life, so get rid of them. There's no reason for somebody to come into your life and try to make you feel negative and bring you down and tell you you can't. No reason for it. You are you. You know what you're capable of. Ignore those people, let it go, and move on. You know what I'm saying? I've tended to avoid a lot of negativity in these recent days. And it definitely changes your life and changes your mood and your energy, you know, to just be positive and be around positivity. And be that positivity. You know what I'm saying? Number seven. Make peace with your past. I want to stay on this one for a little bit, you guys. About two episodes ago, I had a opportunity to speak with a good friend of mine from Oregon, Corey Ray. And he just went through some things about 3 weeks ago, and he's doing a lot better now. I'm very proud of him. But he actually mentioned this one to me a few weeks back. He says, man, he says, you're going to make peace with your past. He goes in and focus on the future and creating a better future. He's got a little girl, adorable, and he's got a fiance. And I asked him, I said, man, you going to move back in with her? He's like, man, he's like, right now, that's not on my agenda. He goes, what's on my agenda right now is just fixing myself, taking time for me and fixing myself. And he can still see his daughter, which will make that process a whole lot better. You know, it'll help him grow. You know, it'll let him know that, hey, you're doing this for your kid. You're doing it for you too, but you're doing it for your kid. Make peace with your past and then move on. You know, if you constantly hold on to your past, it's going to hurt you. You know, if it's a bad past, well, I'm tired this morning. Excuse me. If it's a bad past, that's okay. Worry about your future. Leave your past behind you. You know, be grateful that you're still here and be grateful of how far you've come. You know, and so I definitely read these numbers wrong, because I have one more, and it's number 7, and it's definitely a big one. It's take care of your body and mind. One struggles to survive without the other. Keep a clear mindset. You know, and you have to take care of yourself. Eat right, exercise, you know. And depression will take a toll on your body mentally, physically, and emotionally. And those three comparisons happen at once. It can be dangerous, you know, and hard to deal with. You know, but we all have those people who help us get through those times, you know. And this week's been rougher for me, as I said, but I've had people come up to me, hey, you're all right, man, stay positive, and that makes me feel great, you know, it really does, because I know that people are actually listening to me, you know, and if I'm that guy walking around all mopey, you know, who's going to listen to this podcast? Nobody, you know, so that's why I have to keep my mind good. Even though I have a bad week, I just have to look past it, you know, and why did I have a bad week? Okay, move on. And try to have a better week next week, you know, and that's how it is. I'm not sitting up here telling everybody have a good week, every single day of every single month of every single hour, because that's not how life works. If life worked like that, everybody's lives would be a whole lot easier. But I'm telling everybody, be thankful for what you have and the people you have. It's people with nothing and people with nobody. And there's people that really have to understand that and realize that. And just don't take what you have for granted, because it can all be gone within an eye blink. An eye blink. That's funny. A blink of an eye. It'll all be gone with a blink of an eye. And that's just the truth. You know, you never know what tomorrow holds. You know, so what you have now and who you have now, be thankful for it. And just be a better person. And always stay positive. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Thank you so much for all the love and support, you guys, and I hope to see you guys back here again soon. Tell your friends, tell your family. Remember, stay positive. See you guys.